Scatman's Avenue.
Hey guys, you're listening to The Soft Spot. I'm Meg Malloy, and I haven't been interrupted yet, which can only mean one thing, that Julian McCullough is out of town. He is not in the studio with me, but he will be joining me today for the bulk of the episode. He's in New York right now, which makes me a teensy bit jealous, but I'm happy to be in LA. It's nice outside. I'm happy to be in the shade and air conditioning of my car. Happy to live in a place where air conditioning is the norm, and because that's not the case in New York. Anyway, yeah, he's there. I'm here. Girl uninterrupted in the studio. Anyways, let's get right to it.
We have Thomas Dale.
Yeah.
Hi. And we've already had so much fun. Tell everyone.
I know, we have.
Too much fun to even recount. Let's not even get into it. So how are you?
I'm great.
You said you drove 35 minutes. Where did you come from?
35 minutes from from where everyone else is, in West Hollywood.
We're East Side.
Yeah, is that what this is?
Yeah. No, where we live.
Oh, right.
Burbank is neutral territory.
Yeah. That's so true. I remember I lived in Silver Lake, and when I worked at, was Chelsea's in Burbank? Was it, you've done Chelsea, no, so that was in
Chelsea
Burbank?
Was in Studio City.
Studio City. So, so that to me was like Burbank. So, that's why I'm like, oh, I get it.
Well, when Studio City is my Burbank.
Yeah, exactly. When I was driving, I was like, this is Van Nuys. Who are they kidding? I was going through a very, it was like a bad part of the neighborhood. I was like, Burbank is not bad. What is this? Where am I right now? A dollar haircut. And a dollar haircut and an empanada. This isn't Burbank. He's lying. This is. So I'm in the San Fernando Valley.
Man, it can get crazy out there. The strip malls, you're just like,
oh my god. Yeah.
They're like bad neighborhood strip malls.
It's like Harlem so on Long Island.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like, this is supposed to be suburban.
We ran into you. When we needed you most, you showed up like an angel.
I always do, honeys.
Yeah. You do.
I do. I really do.
We were like lost or fighting or something in Las Vegas.
Fighting, and I was like mid panic attack.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Here, baby."
Yes. Here's some weed. Yeah.
And we were fast.
And I was like, "Thomas,
yes, yes." It was the best.
We literally ran into you.
It was like 4 a.m. on the strip. There was nobody else out.
Yes. Except me and my joint.
Yeah.
And I'm like a ray of sunshine. It's the middle
of
the night.
And then you left. And she was like, I love him.
Yeah. I was like, I love him. He's so good.
I was by myself. How can you not be happy?
You were doing the laugh. You were doing the Laugh Factory, right?
Yes, that run.
And looking back on it, how would you describe it?
We'll describe it as it's a long run. It's a long gig.
Yeah.
I don't love that they make
it 7 days, right?
You were there for
7 days.
Right?
You do 18 shows.
Ooh.
Yeah. 18 shows in casino. And
at what show are you sick of yourself?
Please, I'm on the way there. I'm sick of myself in the green room. And then I'm like, that's how psychotic comics are, is that we actually fake happy and funny when we're just not in the mood.
Right.
Yeah. Like, we go on stage and it's like, I'm like, I'm not this excited.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have to be, because that's my voice.
She's seen me not fake it and
on stage.
Those aren't good shows.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Well, you could be a little bratty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know you knew that.
Of course. Well, first of all, dear, Thomas Dale knows everything.
Oh, God.
I don't say that in a cocky way. I say that in a Pisces moon.
In an all-knowing kind of way.
In a spiritual light way, my love. Like, I've battled with this. I've tried to exit my body many times because of the power that I am. So I don't mean that in a cocky, like, oh, I'm the best at everything, because I know I'm not the best at everything. That I don't want to be at, but
a few things you're the best at.
No, I mean, I'm the best at anything I want to be.
Right.
But if I don't care about it and my spirit is not like tantalized by it, I'm done. I don't even. So anyway, so I know that you're a little bratty.
Oh, God.
Because I'm aware of everything.
I feel seen hearing you say that.
You are seen, love.
Yes.
Of course, yeah, you got this little gem over here, always bright and shiny.
I know.
You know, and you're
Mr. Razzle Dazzle.
Yes.
She is gorgeous. It's a problem.
Well, he's grown into this little razzle dazzle. He used to be a shy little caterpillar.
She has, she's done a lot of work on
me.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
We've also come, the world, if you know anything like the universe and everything, like we've also come into that period where everybody kind of is like checking themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really trying to grow.
A moment of awareness.
Yes. And it's beautiful. It's
you
so
know what
cool.
I love? Yeah. I got that app pattern.
Yes.
Right when you posted, I had just started reading it. And I was like, oh my God, I love him.
I love when that happens.
Yeah.
Because that app is no joke.
It's dead
scary.
On. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like there was a section there that after I read it, I was frightened because I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to go through this period. Like it's blatantly honest.
I know.
Like,
they're like, you have 46 days of self-doubt
yes,
left.
Yes.
I'm like, oh shit.
Wait, hold on. How about this bitch? The pattern told me you have like 3 months of a physical pain and illness you're going to deal with.
Oh my God.
And I'm dealing
my
with
God.
Like my diet and my food habit, and I have like fatty liver from like all the bad food I eat because I binge eat out of it's OCD out of bipolar, and I'm on medication for bipolar for like a year now, and that medicine's been a little hard on my liver and just the lifestyle my whole life.
Yeah.
So now it's like I had ultrasound, everything, fatty
oh my
liver,
God.
And it just got this in that time period that the pattern said, and it said it'll manifest. It's a time for healing. It's not a myth because that can reverse itself. The liver
right.
always once unless it goes to psoriasis, then you're really fucked. But
yeah.
I don't drink, so that's fine. But the sugar I eat, no, like you,
is it horrifying?
It's like a health movie. Like when they teach you about like when they
it's
pull
like,
the
it's
when
like
they
hoarders, the,
yeah, yeah,
but sugar.
Yeah. When they pull in the video, no, and they show the girl throwing up in the Tupperware and putting it under her bed. That's like the level I'm at.
Oh my
I'm not
God.
Throwing up because I couldn't fathom the thought.
Yeah.
But I'm eating like binge, actually like shoving it in my mouth. Like it's almost like you hear soundtrack behind me. It's so bad. Every night. 3 boxes of movie theater size candy every night. Yes.
Wow.
And I'm not happy when I'm eating that. It's
right.
so bad. It's so bad.
It's
but
so
anyway,
bad. But
I'll figure it out because I always do.
I don't want to be insensitive here, but something about when you said fatty liver, I was like, that sounds good.
Like you want to eat my liver?
Yeah, like a fatty liver. I'm like, oh,
look at you,
I'll fucking
you
eat
little
a fatty liver.
Oh, it's like a little cannibal.
When it
goes, I love it.
Yeah, when you get it removed, send it to my house.
Bitch, you got to come and get it. You got to come get this fatty liver, baby. You kidding me? Shit, this fatty liver don't just come to everybody. I make fatty liver
that?
Sexy. I'm like, how you like my fatty liver, boo?
Oh my God, you got to do that on stage and sell T-shirts and say, come and get this fatty liver.
This fatty liver. This liver ain't gonna be fat by itself. This liver ain't gonna eat itself, bitch. Yeah.
I am. So I feel so good hearing you say that you eat sugar like that because she knows I have a thing with sugar.
It's addictive.
Yeah.
They say it's like drugs, like alcohol. It's,
oh yeah, I feel you know it's the same feeling.
Like I'm on the road to psoriasis from Raisinets. Get it together, Thomas. Are you kidding me, you angel? Who gets psoriasis from candy? Like I'm in like an AA group. They're all like, I stuck a needle up my asshole and I left my whole family behind and I'm like, I love Raisinets. and you know, like I'm like, it's just crazy.
They are good though. That's not your fault.
They're so good.
Raisinets are great.
They're the best. And
that's
you feel
a forgotten candy. That's an amazing candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good
Let's
one.
Let's go around. Mm-hmm. Favorite candy.
Yes.
Favorite candy?
You don't have to go first if you're
not
ready.
No, I can't go first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
M&M's.
It's very boring. It's Raisinets.
No, Raisinets are new. Like, not new. Like, they've made their way in the mix. Like, they're new to the party,
right.
Raisinets. M&M's have been my thing.
Right.
I even wrote in one of my treatments for a show, for a TV show, that the season finale will... There's an M&M theme to it.
Okay.
Where I die with M&M's. But whatever. Shh.
Wait, so plain M&M's or what's
plain
the...
M&M's. Well, okay. I'm on peanut M&M's now because I'm trying to do good for my body.
Trying to throw a little protein
in there. So
okay.
I'm like, let's throw a little peanut. And I'm thinking that if there's more, if it's a bigger size, I feel like regular M&M's, you get more. For some reason, they just hit harder.
Yeah.
You just open them, the sharing size, and there's a lot that come out. There's so it's endless.
And there's no sharing.
There's no sharing. I'm annoyed that they even started calling
it
sharing.
They should put quotes
size.
Around sharing.
Sharing
yeah.
size.
What assholes? Don't tell me what to do with my candy. It used to be called king size, and I felt great about myself. Now I feel like a piece of shit who doesn't offer anyone M&Ms because I want them all.
You know what it is? Bernie Sanders was like, why is it a king? It should be sharing.
Right, it should be sharing. Fucking Bernie, die already, please. I know I don't want to talk about politics, but like, can we just stop with Bernie? We're done. We tried. I wanted it.
Yeah,
I did.
She wanted it.
You want? I was.
Still
no, you
it.
Can't. He's so. I mean, I can't. He spits when he talks. I can't do it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I need Camilla.
Unlike,
her name
unlike
is.
Class personified, our current president
oh
never spits
God.
When he talks. He's spits his teeth
even,
out.
I don't think. Yeah. I don't give him any attention at
no,
all.
No, neither do I. But that's why I'm going to tell you I love yeah. Boston baked beans.
Yes, Boston
yeah.
baked beans.
Wait,
what is
candy?
That? Yeah,
Boston
never heard of it.
Boston baked beans, they're like hard, they're like dark red, like candied
what?
Peanuts.
Yeah. Oh, I think
dark,
I know those.
Oh, I do know
seen those.
Those
in so
they're
long,
so
though.
Good. You cannot...
I have never met anyone who's had wanted ate those.
I as... love them. I love them.
Let me see. Oh my, that's
like
insane.
So
I love that you love that. That's so great
yeah.
because I've never once in my life had them.
She's very like everything she loves is like you haven't heard of it. And
yeah, I love that.
You're,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was the first. And,
well,
if,
he
one,
loves
and
that.
Then if everybody likes it, then fuck it.
You're a Gemini, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
As a Gemini, he loves that.
He loves
I love that.
That
about you as
yeah.
a Gemini because they love to know a little bit about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So someone who pulls out Boston cream donuts or whatever that is. Boston. Boston beans, donut, whatever that
Boston
fucking is.
Boston baked beans.
Boston baked beans as a candy.
Yeah.
His Gemini thing is like, woo! Tantalized. He is ready to go. But, it, you know, but don't bore him with Boston baked beans every day.
No.
They need a little
no.
bit of
like,
switching
oh,
it
this
up.
This one with the fucking Boston baked. Now my eyes wandering.
Your eyes, those eyes, they're so seductive, those little eyes. I'm telling you. I'm glad she came along because, yeah, his little eyes, they're so like, ooh, what's going on behind that cabinet? You know, like, ooh, what's in that bookshelf? That's what those eyes do to me, you know?
Okay, so you're Boston baked beans, you're M&M's.
I'm M&M's.
What do you think of this new line? There's like nine flavors
it's disgusting.
Of M&M's.
I had them already.
You're
the hazelnut M&M's.
Yeah.
I thought
I don't
it was
like
Nutella.
Anything.
It was so, no, mm-hmm. listen, I could eat a jar of Nutella. I could do it, and I will. Don't tempt me. But they put them in M&M's, and it's not Nutella.
No.
It's just some kind of fucking disgusting hazelnut poison. I don't. It doesn't even. It's so bad. I mm-hmm. ate them all, but it was bad.
Right.
It was so. I hated every minute of it.
Yeah.
Crispy. I don't need it.
They got the jalapeno.
I don't like crispy.
I have Nestle
like
Crunch.
Crisp,
I don't
yeah.
need the fucking.
I don't like
yeah.
the crispy ones.
Jalapeno.
I feel like they're a waste. Yeah,
there's
we saw those
one.
At CVS.
Come on.
Yeah. We saw them. Jalapeno
it's like,
M&M's.
They couldn't
so
say
ridiculous.
Mexican chocolate, I feel like, because they, you know,
Mexican chocolate.
Middle of the country,
yeah, yeah,
you know, they're not going to
yeah,
like that. So
yeah.
they call it jalapeno.
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 Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
They have pretzel ones.
Uh-huh.
I
yes.
do like the pretzel ones.
I would love to, but I'm gluten-free, so I can't.
Oh.
My
oh,
skin.
Oh, God.
It's not from choice. It's not because I'm LA. I hate when people say that. Oh, you're so California. No. No.
You know
I
why
have
I
an inflammatory issue.
You know why I don't like the crispy ones?
Why?
Because it's a scam. The crisp mm-hmm. is air. They're taking mm-hmm, that M&M mm-hmm. could be in that air.
Yes, I
so
agree
with they're
you.
Ripping you off
yeah.
with the crisp.
Yeah, 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 I totally agree with you.
It's mm-hmm. true. When you pick up a bag of plain M&Ms, it feels
yes,
more
hefty.
Yes.
yes. You are getting a solid weight on that for some reason. And then you get the
it's like
peanut
a sandbag.
M&Ms. Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
But then the peanut M&M ones, it's almost like they're like, no, we're giving you the same size. It's the same diameters.
Yeah. yeah.
Sorry, the peanut's
but
big.
But peanuts, I guess, way less than chocolate.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, they're
science.
Less dense.
No,
what about,
I think that the packaging is the same size.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they're just like, fuck it, we're just filling up the packaging. And when it gets full, it gets
oh,
full.
Oh, right, right, right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm. Peanut butter M&Ms?
Disgusting. Tried them too.
They should be the
it
best,
doesn't
but
taste
they're...
like real peanut butter. No.
Thank you. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It
and
doesn't,
I'm a peanut
yes.
butter girl.
Me too. I love peanut
yeah.
butter. Oh,
you can
God.
Get a Reese's... You get a Reese's peanut butter in an M&M.
That
now
would be
we're
incredible.
Getting somewhere.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Although I can't. Well, I might. I could throw my foot in. Maybe again. If that's is that the saying? You throw your foot in.
yeah, you throw. That's definitely a saying. Don't even think twice about it. Just throw your foot
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I could throw my foot in the pond.
You know how you know it's not a saying is I don't even know what you're trying to do. Let me just throw my foot in. Okay, what's about to happen? I have no idea what's about to happen.
I mean, like when you like you go back, like I'm gonna revisit it. Like you dip
That's
your foot
what
in.
You thought that
yeah,
meant?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not even. I thought you were saying 2 cents.
No, like I'm gonna revisit it because I had
I
a bad experience.
I'm gonna throw my foot in, yeah. And I'm gonna revisit it.
When you put
your brain
in the
is broken,
pond.
And
yeah.
I love it.
Yes, totally. Because I when I have what are these headphones with
yeah.
the wire? I pretend it's hair. This long.
Oh,
hair.
I love that. It's
yes,
your, it's like your.
Do you notice?
Weave.
I do, yes, it's
You're
like my weave, like over my shoulder. I always do that. I used to do that when I was a little kid. I would take the blankets, the long sheets, and tie them around my head, and they were my long hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And I would walk around with it over this shoulder, and I'd be like, this is my long hair, bitch. But only by myself. No one else could see it, because obviously,
yeah.
right. a girlfriend.
It was the 90s.
It was the 90s, and I had many girlfriends. I was killing it.
Mine is boring. It's yeah. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but... Uh-huh.
That's not boring.
That's not boring.
What could be more? What could be
it's
fun is
tier.
If
yeah.
we could design. If you could design a candy,
mm-hmm.
like I think my favorite would be a Cadbury egg,
right?
But the inside is not that weird fucking candy cum, whatever that is.
Candy cum, yeah. Candy cum sounds
it's
delicious.
It's like literally feels like a yolk, and you're like, who wanted this? But so it's Cadbury, but inside is a mixture of caramel and Reese's peanut butter. And I don't care how you make it work.
Oh, you love caramel,
I don't even
huh?
think. Oh, I love caramel, yeah.
Caramel I can't get into. It's like
and maple. I love maple.
Maple, I like. Maple, I like. You like maple? You like maple on your pancakes?
I do.
this
if
is
we're
the,
literally
yeah.
yes.
Yeah. Let me see them cakes.
They're becoming pancakes
Megan,
every day.
The
I'm
butter,
trying
baby.
To keep.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep the pop.
Oh, yeah,
I'm trying
to keep
them
in, yeah.
as muffins, but they're turning into pancakes.
You're right. Pancakes isn't a good thing. But see, I was thinking of a stack of pancakes, honey. Not one.
Okay.
Not
Thank
one little
you.
One. Yeah, I was
Thank
giving you a stack. I was eating the way I eat. Okay. Okay.
My problem is bad enough. She's said things sometimes like you gotta be you're like she's used phrases for like I'm gunning for diabetes because I really love I'll take it all back.
I get a full panel blood work every year and I just had mine in May and she said it was close to pre diabetes.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah, not diabetes and not pre, but close to pre. Yeah. So I was like, and you would think that I'd be able to stop. That's how you know it's a problem and it's an addiction because I know that
you're like, well, I'm not there yet.
Right? And then I'm like, what the fuck, motherfucker? You don't even want to get pre-diabetes. Like, so that's where I'm that and then fatty liver. And you would think that I would be like, all right, let's fix this right now.
Right.
But you got to keep doing it because now you're getting material out of it.
I know. I have a whole thing.
Yes.
I start my set with, I'm so fat. And then I just go in. I go, don't look at me this way. I'm disgusting. And then I go into it from that. And I'm holding my stomach.
Have you seen him do stand-up?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. You have to come
see
me.
It's too much. It's almost. It's too much. It's like, I want to like
much.
It, but it's too much. It's like a fucking Cadbury egg of comedy. I'll take a bite, and then I got to go.
Yes.
I'm kidding. You're hilarious.
You finished that whole thing. You know, the comic won't let that. I'm like, oh, please,
no.
Mitch, let's get serious. You know you love that whole egg.
My parents, when I was a kid, because I was so obsessed with donuts, they said, if you eat too many donuts, you're going to get diabetes, and they're going to get 20 shots in your stomach every day. They used
to, my God.
Yeah, they told me that, because they were like so worried
of
that
course.
I was like going to do it. You
but
know?
That goes to show you how the brain is, because you would think that in your mind, you're as a kid, you're like, I don't want to get 20 shots in my stomach, and you would never have sugar again.
Yeah.
But you do, because you're
but
like,
you're flirting
you're like,
with danger.
Yes, you're flirting with danger. Like my mom used to say, like, when I was a kid, I used to pick my nose and eat it, right? So I loved it. I just was addicted. I just, every day, I didn't give a fuck. William was out in there in the middle of the picnic. I don't care. Just picking my nose and eating it.
Yeah.
Didn't care who was around me.
You're like, how's your coleslaw?
Yeah. And I loved it. I have no, you know me, I don't have shame. I have no shame. So my mom used to tell me, if you keep doing that, because I would, any time I had a stomach ache, she would say, that's from all the boogers.
I'm starting to get a little squeamish right now.
She would say, when you eat, pick your nose and eat it, all the boogers get into a ball, and they grow into a big ball in your stomach and then explode. Yes.
God, that beats diabetes,
right?
Threat.
But don't you know? I was like, well, then I'm just going to pick my nose and eat it just until I get to that ball and then stop before it explodes. So I would just pick my nose and eat it and like think about the ball growing. And I'm like, all right, I don't think it's big enough yet to pop. So I'll just keep going. Yeah. Uh huh.
Julian, are you going to throw up?
I loved it. Because you like to get the crunchy ones in between your two front teeth and squeeze them around your two front teeth. Oh, yeah. Like that. It's delicious. Not anymore.
The show's over.
Julian can't take it.
I can't.
I was addicted to picking my nose, even in up until seventh grade, because I used to hide it in class.
Stop talking about.
I used to go under my hoodie and pick my nose so no one could see me. I had
great. That's like meal.
I know,
that's like
bro.
A meal.
I had a girlfriend. Like I just had to eat it. It was like a thing. I had to feel that crunch.
God.
Try it. And you'll see. At least try it. I always tell people, don't do things if you never tried it before.
Oh my God.
You can't have an opinion unless you tried it. Right?
Oh,
you ever feel
God.
The feeling of a nice juicy booger in between your two
stop.
Front teeth?
Thomas.
I'm just saying, if you don't know that feeling, you can't say stop.
You ain't living,
you ain't
baby.
Living, baby.
You're Thomas the Stank Engine from now on. That's what you are.
Ah, Thomas the Stank Engine.
You should get your face like, like in the Thomas face
like
of the train.
Just pushing the teeth together.
Okay, what the fuck? We didn't even get to your soft spot, and we got to almost
oh, honey,
go.
You got to my soft spot,
okay.
Don't worry.
So we asked you what your soft spot was. You said...
Yes.
Coming-of-age films of the late 90s,
yes.
Early
oh my God.
2000s.
Bring it on...
Never Been Kissed.
Never Been Kissed. 10 Things I Hate
Ten
About You.
10 Things I Hate About You. Oh, my God.
What's the ones with, like, Andrew Shue? Like, Andrew Shue is in
oh, yeah. I forgot he
like
was a guy.
Movies. Yes. Like, those people.
Yeah.
There's just something about that time that it just feels like...
Orange
even, like,
County?
Clueless,
does that
all that
count?
Stuff.
I loved
that
Orange
late?
County. Yeah. The
that was 2003.
That, yeah, but
that was a little later.
But that, yeah, like... That's when it was turning into like the super bad era, right?
Right.
Like it was turning
it was
in
like
from...
a little smarter.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. It wasn't as innocent
right.
as what, you know, but it is that same time. Yes.
Yeah.
It's what it, those movies are what it evolved
She's
to be.
She's all that.
She's all that. Yes.
Okay. I'm not.
You don't know what we're talking about.
I may
about.
Have seen some of these.
He's never seen Never Been Kissed.
But
you've never seen Never
I've,
Been Kissed.
I watched it. She was like, she likes to put on garbage when she's working on stuff.
Wait, hold on. Are you calling late 90s, early 2000s nostalgia stuff?
I'm calling
garbage?
Never Been Kissed.
He is.
Well, have you ever seen Never Been Kissed?
He's
fluff.
Never seen it.
Wait, no, I sat Julian. Down and watched it because she was
I watched
it.
The whole thing.
Yes.
While I was working, mm-hmm. so kind of half watched it,
right, of course.
But I don't really need to
yes,
watch
because
it because I know
yes,
the whole
exactly.
movie.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And
it's
then
a feeling
he,
thing, not
he
about.
He came home and he was like, "What are you watching?" And I was like, "Well, I was watching Never Been Kissed, but it's
yeah.
almost over."
Yeah.
And he's like, "I've never seen it," and I was like, "Start it over."
Right.
Yeah.
He was like, "What? You just watched it?" And I was like, "I'll watch it four more times tonight.
I
put it on."
I thought the quality of it was just so bad.
Well, it's not fucking. Leonardo
yeah.
DiCaprio when he's lost in the bear's stomach.
I know.
What's that movie?
Oh, the greatest movie of all time? Redemption? No.
Yes, yes,
Retention.
Not that movie.
Retention.
Resurrection. Something like that.
Remembrance of Days Past.
What's the, no, the movie he's
The Revenant.
The Revenant. Revenant, yeah, where they
yeah.
shot it in a cool way. Yeah,
yeah
it's, sorry
throws,
it's not that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's the point, though, is it's a time before everything got so difficult.
Right.
Exactly.
And complicated.
Yeah.
Like everything
that.
Was, so,
just
it was
surface
before,
humor.
It was before
just
HD.
Cute.
Yeah,
yes.
exactly. Surface humor. And quirky outfits. Yeah, it was before HD. I liked not seeing everything.
Right.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Me too.
Oh.
Everything
there was no
was the
social
Barbara
media.
Walters.
We
yeah.
didn't know what anybody
yes.
was up to.
Yes. I didn't even. Honestly, I have no idea what the OJ case is about. No idea. I was too young. My dad loved it. It didn't involve me. Yeah. I had no idea. Because no, I didn't. I was with my friends hanging
it's
out.
More innocent
yeah.
times.
Yes, more innocent times.
You were riding a bike.
I was. Who knows what I was doing? I was smoking cigarettes in the park as a 12-year-old. I was smoking cigarettes since I was 11. Not anymore. yeah, I was out playing.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is in every single one of these movies.
She's in a lot
she's
of them.
She's in Can't Hardly Wait.
Yes, she's in. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I Know What You
That's
Did
another
Last
one.
Summer.
Yes, that
Final
movie.
Destination.
Final Destination.
She's in that.
She's not in that,
no, but
I just
that
heard
genre,
it. Yeah.
Ryan Phillippe, that solidified my homosexuality.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was so hot.
And Howdy Live,
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions. Cruel Intentions with that curly hair.
Yeah.
He was the first of hot boys because boys didn't start getting so hot until yeah, like
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Isn't it true? Like
you just
back,
made Land yeah. nod like he was in Black
it's
Church.
True. Because it's just the nose. It's just the nose. Yes. You know, like, they all of a sudden now, it's like these. Marky Mark was the first one. Then Felipe. Yes. Like, pretty and muscular and
Josh Hartnett.
Ooh. Yes. Ooh. That fucking calic.
Yes.
The little hair piece that comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, he again hot. Like, he was one of the first hot boys. Yeah. Joshua Hartnett.
Mm-hmm. Joshua.
Yes, baby. Joshua Hartnett. That boy is a Joshua.
Ryan Philippe. I in Cruel Intentions, I was like, yeah. I mean, I could, if, you know, if
well,
he
you're
was
a Gemini.
Like,
let's, you're, exactly. Gemini's are very bisexual. So, whether you know it or not,
mm-hmm.
or you've tried or explored, you can find a little side of you that can explore.
Every once in a while, I can kind of find
it. Of course.
Yeah, right. Those are the best so kinds. Many boy crushes.
Yeah, those are the best kinds of straight boys.
Yes.
The ones
they
who
are.
Like, are that's so, I love that. It's so soft and sweet. And
yeah.
It's cute.
There's just admiring beauty for what it is and not needing to be like, it's straight or it's gay.
Right, exactly. Just being like, yes, exactly. And enjoying your own femininity,
yes.
I think is adorable. That's why I love straight boys, because I love when they do it. Because gay boys, we know how to enjoy our femininity. Just fine. It's like, bitch, put it back in the drawer. You know?
I told her, because I got picked up. She got picked up by a Chippendale, like physically. Picked
Ooh,
up
I
by
did.
A Chippendale. And the look on her face
Although I don't
was the closest I've ever felt to, like, true jealousy, where I was like, oh, I've never made her face look like that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
that's a Chippendale dancer. That's their job.
They picked me up, too, one time, and I was like,
adorable.
This feeling is amazing.
Oh, my God, so cute. Yeah. I think I saw pictures. Did you post that?
I posted some stuff.
Yeah. I think I saw that. That's
you may or may not have.
When you feel a man that strong, it's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
You're supposed to suck his dick. What am I supposed to do with this? Oh, my God, sweet dear. What a waste. What am I supposed to do with this? Well, you start with sucking his dick. There's plenty more after that. With plenty more where that came from, sweetheart. That's not the age-old question.
Starburns is probably worried out there. They're probably like, no one's ever had that much fun in a podcast. What the fuck is going on? Okay, what is your... If you had to pick your favorite... of those movies, which one is the top?
Bring It On.
Okay.
No question. Hands down.
Such a classic.
I think it also was because it was my, I was very coming of age. Actually, I call it coming of gay because I was like, I always call it coming of gay. I was 20. I had my first boyfriend. Yes. And it came out, that movie, and we rented,
Were you out of the house?
The closet?
No. Out of the also out of your house.
Oh, okay.
Like, were you living by
yourself? Like, out of the house? What is this? Is this what the straight people are saying? I was like, yeah. I was just going along with it. Yes, out of the house. I don't ever want to not know what's up, you know? What does that mean, out of the house?
No, I mean, were you not living at home?
Oh, no. I've been living at home since I moved out
throw
to LA.
Throw your foot out.
I've been living at home. No, I was living at home, yes.
Oh, okay.
Totally, of course. Okay. Yeah. Long Island Italian kids do not leave their parents' house until they get married.
Even
and since
the
it wasn't
ones.
Legal for me, it was, of course I was staying.
Never gonna
leave. Exactly, I was staying. We were laying in, and we would, I think it was on HBO. What comes first, HBO or Blockbuster, when it comes out of the movie theater?
Probably Blockbuster.
Okay.
I think Blockbuster.
Yeah, I like
so then
Blockbuster.
We rented it at Blockbuster.
Okay.
It was. Yeah, and
yeah.
He brought it over. And I was like, I love that movie. And it was my first love. And we would watch it every single night. We would like leave it fall asleep to it.
Yeah.
She mm-hmm. is just so great.
She's so good.
She doesn't play it for laughs. She plays it like that's who
yes,
she is.
Yes, exactly.
And
which
it's
is
like,
so
that's a great
true.
Actor.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
what great actors, that's why they can be so funny, is because mm-hmm. they can actually, it's not like a funny person being funny. It's like a great actor playing a
being
serious
a
role.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And the person is
and
funny.
And the person
exactly.
is funny.
Right, right,
yeah.
Yeah, she killed it because she was so
right.
regular. And
yeah.
Big Red. Remember Big Red?
Oh, yeah, Big Red.
Mm-hmm. Jen Frusci, I call her, because Jen Frusci was the captain of my sister's kick line team.
Mm-hmm.
So Jen Frusci was this fierce bitch. Like, and listeners, when I say fierce bitch, because they don't know gay term, that's nice. We like that. That's
no, yeah.
We I think like that's... that.
Yes, we like that. Yeah, bitch means we like it. And I was like, ooh, Big Red. She was the captain. She just was like, she was handed the baton over to the mm-hmm. other girls that fucked it up. And I knew at the end they were going to kill it with the best fucking dance. So yeah. You just wait for that moment.
It's
when
got the built-in climax.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
a lot of movies
yes.
have to like fabricate the climax
right,
to
no,
be like
you
a
know
big,
you're gonna get it.
A
yeah,
big
yeah, yeah,
public
yes,
spectacle.
Yes,
you know
yes.
what I mean? It's like all of a sudden you're proposing in Yankee Stadium out of nowhere.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Right,
but bring it on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
he really still holds a thorn for that movie. He didn't like that movie.
I thought it was
never
the Jimmy Fallon.
That was the Never Been Kissed
pact, but Jimmy Fallon also proposed in a fucking stadium to Drew Barrymore in whatever that movie was.
Never Been Kissed. That was Never
Jimmy
Been Kissed.
Fallon?
No, Never Been Kissed is Michael Vartan.
Yeah, not right. Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon's never
but
been
Jimmy
in a
Fallon
movie
and
like
Drew
this.
Barrymore did a baseball
they
movie.
They did a baseball
movie. Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't do the sports
no
ones.
Way.
No.
Okay. There was what movie what was that?
Yeah.
It was, Jimmy Fallon, the host?
Yeah, it was the Nick
did
Hornby.
He giggle the
it
whole
was the
time?
Nick Hornby movie. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
nobody
this is
liked
not,
it.
No, Julian, okay. that's all such right. a cute straight boy. He's so cute. This is not part of that genre.
Okay,
I don't know
okay,
what you're
okay.
talking about.
All
but
I'm saying
save
is Bring
that for
It
the
On.
Boys.
Bring It On has a built-in, like, oh, there's going to be a championship.
It's, yes, it's like you that. Know? It's like Stomp the Yard.
Yeah.
You know at the end you're going to get the winners.
The showdown.
Yes, the winners are going to show down, and they're going to show out.
Yeah.
I had it on the last time we were in New York together as I was getting ready, and mm-hmm. you stopped everything
yes.
you were doing, and you just watched the whole movie.
I love Bring It On.
Yes,
I love Bring It On.
About it. What is it? Is it the way it
two words,
is it the rhythm?
Gabrielle Union. That's
yeah.
She's so pretty, she proves racism in Hollywood because she
yeah.
should have been...
Oh, she was the black girl in
yeah.
that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. She should have been
looks the, exact
the most
same
famous.
Now. It's yeah. crazy.
It's crazy.
Well, honestly, I hate to say, but black don't crack. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
It does
yeah.
not crack.
They
it
don't was... hate when we say that.
They
agree. They agree.
That's a great thing.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
care what anyone. If anyone hates what I say, that's on them. Go to therapy, like the rest of us. You know, that's how I feel.
Eat a bucket of M&Ms and shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, like the rest of us. You know, like kidding me? I got fatty liver. You think I give a shit what you have to say? You kidding me? Get the fuck out of here! I got, you know,
who was the boys in Bring It On? Did you even care? Did you even need them?
Of course, I needed them. I always needed them. He's so cute.
Wait, oh, she had the one who was the blonde
I don't know what
boy.
Their names
it was the blonde
were.
Boy
the blonde
who was an
boy
asshole,
who
right?
Was cheating
I didn't
on
like
her.
Him. Yeah, he wasn't even hot. I liked the cheerleader boys
mm-hmm.
in
right.
that. And they were, and then there was the one that was gay. Of course, I didn't. I no offense, because I love us gays, but I didn't like him. I didn't care about him. I wanted the straight boy cheerleader.
Right.
Yeah. Right? What is it about that? Why do I love straight
that's
boys?
Your thing? You've talked
thing.
About that in your act. Is
I'm
that you love straight
obsessed with
boys.
It.
You're the one. You want to get the boy that's like, I don't know.
I love the boy. No, or I
the
just
Julian?
Love. Yeah, yes. exactly. Yes.
Yes. No, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know when you're sober, when you're
pussy.
Drunk, then we gotta know. We gotta
pussy.
Yeah,
you're
a little pussy. Yeah. yeah. Exactly. Those are the boys I love. I don't know why. I just well, I do know why. Now that I'm because I'm bigender, so the female in me
mm-hmm.
needs attention. And love
okay.
and caressment and
caressment.
Yes.
That's yes,
definitely
yes.
a word
that's
now.
A word now, caressment. You know what I mean? Like just that, just mm-hmm. the fawning over. And straight boys know how to do it because they love women.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's it appeals to me because mm-hmm. not every gay guy has a thing for straight men.
Right.
I just it's like they like might appreciate them and like them, but I have like a I'll chop my dick off for one if I have to.
Right.
But I have a family that I love, and it's just way too much at this point. It's way too, you know, what do we got, like 40 years left? Like, I'm not going to fucking go through all that. 10 years of recovery, another
yeah.
10 for them to get used
let's,
to it.
Let's fix
by
it.
Then I'm an old hag. Just, you know what? If I'm
by,
gonna,
then,
yeah.
by then you're not fucking anybody
yeah,
anyway.
Exactly, yeah. So what the fuck? Now I'm just an old bitch? Get out of here. So it's not going to work. My tranny days are over.
Then you're just a cranky old lady complaining at restaurants.
Exactly. And you know that's who
yeah.
I would be.
Yeah.
Just my estrogen all out of whack and shit. I got this hair I've been trying to pull out of my nose all fucking morning.
There's a draft. There's
my
always a draft.
Dragging. Yeah, yeah, there's always a draft. Yeah, exactly. Like, come on. How do you go get breast implants for your trans surgeon and come out with saggy tits? You're 60 at this point, you know?
You gotta get him saggier. It's not realistic. It looks, they just look too fake. Not,
exactly, yeah. yeah. You're like 60 something years old. You gotta keep coming out with double D fucking Howard Beach, Queens titties. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Your tranny days are behind you, Thomas. So.
That
so here we are.
Yeah. Here we are. Full male. Yeah. Just loving life.
Yeah. I love the
loving straight boys.
Loving straight boys, but working hard to get that money, because when I get that money, I'm gonna have those boys, let me tell you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I work. It's literally It's the missing ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, straight boys love money.
They love money, they love cars, they love girls. So I'll get them all that shit. And all you gotta do is jerk off for me or something, you know. That's it. I'm not gonna lie.
Give
daddy a little taste.
Give you a little caressment.
Give me a little caressment. Mm-hmm. I honestly, it's funny because the caressment makes me feel better than the actual like sexual acts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's it's like
yeah, you are happy.
The girl was there. Yes, exactly. See, she's there. Like that. Actually, it's so crazy.
It's
that's another
true.
Part of the bi-gender. See,
to feel fawned over.
Yes.
Is the best.
And they love. You know why straight boys love to do it with girls? It makes them feel more manly. Mm-hmm. It makes them feel more like a man. And I, the desire for straight men to feel like big men is so cute to me.
Yeah.
I love that. It's so cute to me.
With their cars.
Like, yes, I'm like, tiny.
Yes,
you make
are.
Me feel
yes,
fragile.
Yes, yeah. I need you. Without you, I'm nothing. I love that shit.
Open all the jars
oh,
for me.
Oh, yeah. I can't get these jars with my
reach
stupid
up
hands.
On the highest
yes.
shelf. Pull it down.
When she asks me, to open a jar, things. It's like immediate hard on.
Yes, you love it. They
yeah.
love it.
I love
don't
it.
Know what it is. And
you know what I do every night? I go into the kitchen. I tighten all the jars.
He's putting crazy glue on the wall. Like, yeah. But I love that. I think it's so cute. Like how they really want to put the furniture together. Like mm-hmm. they get in there. All right, I got this. So they got all their little pieces.
For
all
better,
separated.
For worse, yeah.
yeah. They have little empires.
For better or worse. That was a dig.
That felt real. That felt like, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get into that because I have no idea. That's a lot of backstory and I got to be at the improv. I was like, that's some marriage shit right there. But yeah, I love it. They're so, and they really just want to do it because I have no desire to put the thing together. Ever.
Yeah.
Not
no,
one piece
neither.
Of it.
That's that great Pete Corielli line. IKEA, we hope your marriage is stronger than our furniture.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't that the truth?
But yeah, that's, I can see that. I can see being, you know, like I said, when I got to be held by a Chippendale, I was like, oh, it kind of clicked
a little bit.
Yes.
You know?
You feel safe.
So tell me your top boys from these films.
Okay. Andrew Hsu. Always loved him. Mm-hmm. I remember, I don't know, what was the high school thing he was in when we were younger? Like, there was something I think he was in. Was it like
was
a TV show?
With,
I feel like he was
Elizabeth
in
Elizabeth Shue, or was he not? In...
I gotta look
Andrew
it up.
Yeah, look it up. I don't know. Oh, was Elizabeth Shue his sister?
Yeah.
Okay, I like her too. She was in Howard the Duck, right?
Wait, wasn't Andrew Hsu in one of those Party of Five type shows?
Yes, that's what
the
I'm
Heights.
Saying. Yes, The Heights. Yes,
was
he was
it
in
the
a
Heights?
TV show. He
we just
it?
Brought up The Heights. I brought up The Heights during
yes,
the other day.
Okay,
and she was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It started with that. Yeah, when he was in that show.
Where was The Heights?
He was a babe.
He was a babe, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't remember where The Heights was. I have no idea, but right. I know he was cute.
Okay, yeah. So Andrew Hsu.
Andrew Hsu.
Heath Ledger.
Not Ryan Phillippe?
I don't remember Heath Ledger in the movie. In that, yeah, I have a friend who loved him in those movies, like Reality Bites and stuff like that.
Things I Hate About You.
He was
you.
In 10 Things. Oh, yes.
And he sang.
Shut up.
You're thinking
yes.
I can't
Ethan
take
Hawk.
My eyes off of you.
Ethan Hawke, I loved. Yes.
Ethan Hawke. Yeah.
I did love him, too. That's Julian's favorite.
How did you know?
Right? Yeah. Well, because I you said it.
I got to get better at hiding
neither
that
of
shit.
Us, yes. Neither of us mentioned Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. You said that.
Straight boys always do that. They'll always be like, "Is you think he's hot, right, Thomas?" They'll be like, "Oh, Thomas, I saw a boy for you." I'm like, bitch.
You saw a boy for you.
Go jerk off and get the fuck over it already. I'm good, bitch. I've been looking at boys out of the back of my head since I'm 9. Okay, bitch. I've been straining my eyeballs. I'm lucky my eyes even still work. I've been twisting them up so much trying to look at boys online at a great adventure with my parents next to me. Shit. Okay, I know where the boys are, honey. I know where the boys are at every corner of this country right now. Okay,
okay.
Please,
here's a man question for
yes.
you. Do you remember the first time or one of the most intense times you ever scoped a dude in public and you were like, it hurts. Like, this guy's so hot, it hurts.
Literally every day. I'm not even kidding. Literally every day.
Have
I'll
you
be
ever
driving.
Been caught doing the creeper cam?
Yes, creep cam. I forgot
about your creeper cam.
Yeah, it's creep cam.
Creep cam.
I'm sorry. that's right.
It's a brand, bitch.
I started
your brand
creeper.
Right on your show. It's hashtag creep cam. Okay. They are on my
what
Instagram.
What a gift it is.
It's fun. Yes.
I
people love creep cam.
Live for
do you
it.
Know that I was ordering once at a restaurant and the
waitress leans into me. She goes, "Oh my God, I love you." I go, "What?" She goes, "I just recognized your voice from Creep Cam."
Yeah.
She goes, "My boyfriend knows you somehow. And then he showed me, and then I started following you. And then I love it." And so I texted her boyfriend. It was Moses.
Oh, yeah.
Moses Storm.
We just had him.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. And he goes, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "I've literally woken up in the middle of the night, and my girlfriend is under the covers giggling to the dark
at
Creep Cam."
Yeah.
Yeah. So Creep Cam, I've been caught. Yeah. One guy came right up to me to my window and he goes, "Are you filming me?" I go, "No, I'm filming something at 7-Eleven." He goes, "Because that'd be creepy." And I wanted to be like, "You have no idea." Can you say that again?
Hashtag.
Yeah. I was like, "Would you say that again, please? But that's into the hilarious camera."
Okay, so we got to get this list down. So Andrew Hsu. Is it Ryan Felipe? I thought he was number one.
Ryan Felipe is 100%. There is no such thing as number one.
Oh, okay.
Okay? This is a group of boys.
Okay.
Okay. Remember that, sweet Lee.
They're like your bag children. Boys. You
they're
can't
boys,
be favorites.
Baby. Yeah. No, number one. My mother's number one. Okay, bitch. Okay, let that be clear, okay?
She listens to everything you're on.
No, my mother's trying to be happy in life. She stopped listening to anything I'm on. Let's see. Ryan Felipe, Andrew Hsu, Marky Mark, but he wasn't in any of those.
He was in Fear.
Yes, he was in Fear. And Fear, I lost my virginity to Fear. How about that? That's
how
a good, yeah.
That?
My Ricky, my first boyfriend, and I fucked one other person after him to get up, but I haven't had sex. I don't have intercourse. Like, mm-hmm. I just have to be in love. Because mm-hmm. anal sex is, like, way more fucking intimate than your vagina, okay? So, yeah, forgive me for needing to know a couple of things about you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let you go there. You know, so
sometimes she'll be like, "My vagina's a big deal," and I'm like, "It's not Thomas Dale's butthole."
Exactly. Yes, exactly. You get Thomas Dale's butthole, there's some feelings there. Okay. But yeah, he loved. I should have known then. My ex, he loved the movie Fear, and he played it. And the part where she was getting fingered on the roller coaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said he always had this fantasy of having sex to the movie Fear.
Right.
I should have known he was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane, right? A red flag.
That's a red flag. Oh, yeah. I waved that red flag for three years.
Yeah.
But those are the kind of boys I love. Like, just broken, bad, just dangerous. I mean, we had fights. The story I just did on This Is Not Happening is about that relationship, about Ricky and all that.
Oh, I want to watch that.
You should. It's intense. This is not happening. It's on Comedy Central's YouTube. You could check it out.
Yeah, I get more response from that show than anything else I've
totally. I went on a date.
Besides Guy Code.
Guy Code.
I still get Guy Code.
That blew up all my friends' careers.
Except mine.
You're doing just fine.
Yeah. I think you gotta go.
Yeah. I gotta really go. Well, that's it. I love you all.
So Marky Mark, Ryan Felipe, and Andrew Hsu.
What a treat.
We're gonna make a poster.
Thank you. Yes, I'll come back.
Bag of Boys. We're titling this show Bag of Boys.
Bag of Boys.
Bag of Boys.
Yes. I love it. A gaggle of boys. Bag
Thank
of
you,
boys.
Thomas.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
A podcast network.